शांति। 5th June 2018 Tuesday, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be a master of the self, Swarajya Adhikari, and remain safe from the ionized vibrations while being in the midst of them. A master of the self, Swarajya Adhikari, is one who is not attracted to any of the physical organs, Karmendriya, and who remains constantly attracted to the One Father. Let there be no attraction to any person or things. Such masters of the self are Tapasvis, the swans who stay in the ionized atmosphere of storks and yet remain completely safe. None of the vibrations of the world can attract them. All their complaints finish. So Baba is telling us to become master of the self, Swarajya Adhikari. Swarajya Adhikari is the one who is in complete control of his physical senses, what is known as Karmendriya or physical organs. He is not attracted to anyone, either persons or objects or things. Such a person, such a Swarajya Adhikari, is, Baba says, like a swan. Even the vibrations of the world do not attract them. All their complaints finish and they are attracted only to one Father. So Baba wants us to become Swarajya Adhikari or master of the self. How to become that? That is a great question. How to become Swarajya Adhikari? What could be the ways of controlling all the senses? Master of self. How can we become this master of the self? The very first thing is to control senses. Senses means indriyas. There are, if this is the soul here, and these five indriyas, one is taste, another is touch, third is smell, then is sound, and the last is sight. So there are 2 T's and 3 S's. Roop, ras, sparsha, shabda, gandha. These are the indriyas, or the functions of the indriyas. A tapasvi or a yogi is someone who has controlled all of these 5, because soul has been testing all of these 5 things from very long time, and soul derives pleasure in food, in touching things, in sweet fragrance, in sound, melodious music, in sight, beautific sceneries of the world. But a yogi is someone who is master of the self, who is master of the senses. None of these things can attract, because all of these things create fluctuations or vrittis, modifications or disturbance in the chitta, in the internal atmosphere, inner milieu of the mind. All of these things, soul becomes extrovert. under the influence of these five things. The very nature of the soul is in fact introversion, but these things will make soul restless. These things will cause agitation. These things will cause search. These things will cause disturbance, fluctuations. These things will cause a strong sense of dissatisfaction. If you are not able to touch what you want to, it causes disturbance. If you are not able to taste which you want to, it causes disturbance, dissatisfaction, restlessness, craving. A strong craving. If you can't hear the sound of your beloved or the person whom you are attached to, it causes strong craving. If you can't smell things, if you can't see things or persons or objects, that causes disturbance. If you want to see, you want to see. So all of these five things, Roop, Ras, Sparsh, Shabd, Gandh, taste, touch, sight, smell, sound. If you see the worldlings, if you see each one of them is under the control of all of these, a yogi or a tapasvi is someone who is master of these things. And this is a great sadhana, and this is what Baba wants, and this is what is known as Swarajya Adhikari. This is just one dimension of the Swarajya Adhikari. Swarajya Adhikari is somebody who controls. These are the gross, but then there are subtle mind, intellect and sanskar. These are the subtle indriyas. These are the gross indriyas. A yogi or tapasvi is somebody who controls mind, then intellect and sanskars. To control the mind is in fact one of the steps in controlling all of these things. If you directly try to control this, they become more and more impetuous, disobedient. So what is the way, what are the ways to become Swarajya Adhikari? How to become Swarajya Adhikari? Control thoughts. Okay. Then, how to become Swarajya Adhikari? Indian scriptures have described different ways. They say that if you want to become Swarajya Adhikari, the first thing they teach is vichar. Vichara or vivek or thought or reason or logic, to contemplate deeply on what we have achieved by indulging in senses. To think of them and the resultant disturbance. This is the result of indulging in one sense. In fact, there are 10 senses. What Baba says in Murli is as Karmendriya, they are in fact Gyanendriyas. Karmendriyas are 5 different. So there are total 10 Indriyas. What Baba is saying, all of these and out of these eyes and all those, they are in fact Gyanendriyas. There are 5 Karmendriyas. So there are total 5 Gyanendriyas and 5 Karmendriyas. What are 5 Karmendriyas? To control all of the 10 is to become Swarajya Adhikari. The 10 Karmendriyas, they are gross, hand, limbs, second, third, mouth. Taste is a Gyanendriya, but mouth, speaking, is Karmendriya, organ of reproduction, organ of excretion. So these 5 are known as Karmendriyas, and the 5 others which we mentioned, they are known as Gyanendriyas. So in fact there are 10 Indriyas or 10 senses. To control all the 10 is the goal. And the most disobedient are the genitals, they say. After that comes taste. After that comes eyes. Then ears. Some people place ears before eyes. And the last is smell. But if you see Murlis, Baba says in Murlis, eyes are the most criminal. So, what are the ways to control all these indriyas? They say the first way is vichar, to think, to reflect. By indulging in all of these sensual pleasures, all of this sense object, all this vishaya, what have we achieved? Have we achieved satisfaction by indulging in these senses? Impossible. Nobody has ever achieved any satisfaction in satisfying any one of these karmendriyas. One person spends the whole life in indulging in sense pleasure, but at the end of his life, he dies with the feeling of once more, with that unsatiated feeling of once more, and he remains distraught. So, such is the tremendous, uncontrollable, vehement nature of these senses. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said at one place, even if one indriya goes out of control, that indriya has the power to make all the other indriyas to go out of control. Just as a boat is there in the ocean, and the storm comes, and the storm takes away that boat, in the similar manner, a mind which is controlled by senses is taken away by this storm, by this tempest of indriyas. So, first thing is vichar. The second thing is, they say, to control the senses, willpower, ichcha shakti, by strong will, if you determine, by resolute will, you can control the senses. The third they talk of is pratyahar. Pratyahar is something where you withdraw from the sense objects. It's one of the limbs of Patanjali. Pratyahar, go away from the senses, from the sense objects. Some people talk of daman. Daman of indriyas is also one of the ways, but it is not permanent. When you suppress the senses, but yes, I will still say, sometimes even daman is must. Sometimes you have to suppress them, because the very nature of the senses is going out, is to remain uncontrolled. So sometimes even daman, suppress them by will, is must. Another thing they talk of is pranayam. You control the breath. By controlling the breath, gradually you control the senses. I am talking of physical senses. What Baba has said is very subtle, is very deep. These are little gross things. But even these things are helpful to control the senses, because the nature of the senses is to make you restless. And anybody who comes under the influence of senses, he is defeated. And then you don't have that satisfaction of staying or being as a Swarajya Adhikari. The very stage of Swarajya Adhikari is the stage of Sayyam, is the stage of control, is the stage of self-restraint. And the person who is not experiencing self-restraint cannot be called as yogi. Though somebody might have become yogi, but out of these five things, he is indulging in something. So that person cannot be called a yogi. For example, the very first thing is taste. Taste is something. Unless and until you transcend taste, how can one be called a yogi? eyes. Eyes are still attracted to those things. Eyes are still wanted to see those frivolities of the world, those colorful things of the world, those cheap entertainment of the world, those sensual pleasures, all the so-called movies and all the so-called arts, all the so-called entertainment of the world. These are cheap entertainments. And the best way to control the senses is to let the soul go in the supreme abode in Paramdham and stay there for a long time. Let it remain soul conscious for a long time. Let it taste Swadharma. Let it taste Swadharma Swaswabhav. Let it know that bliss is my very nature. Let it catapult into that stage of Satchit Ananda Swarup. And when you taste that thing for a long time, that divine nectar, that ambrosial nectar, that divine love of God, all the other pleasures of the world, they become useless, worthless, waste. So this is the best way to get drowned in that ocean of love, to get drowned in that ocean of happiness, bliss, joy. The more you are into Him, automatically the attractions of the world reduce. Otherwise, how much you will try to save yourself? The best way is to get attracted to something who is most beautiful, who is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, and the world becomes ugly automatically. Let it get drowned into that supernal, super sensual happiness, bliss, Atindriya Sukh. And then the Indriya Sukh automatically dissolves. The moment the stage of Ishware Anurag comes, automatically Vishaya Virag will descend. So, Baba wants us to become Swarajya Adhikari, think, vichar. Second, willpower. Develop strong Ichha Shakti. I have to control my eyes, I have to control my tongue, I have to control my ears, tongue, control the touch, hands, limbs, organs of reproduction and organs of excretion. All the 10 Indriyas. Who is controlling? The one who is Jitendriya is real yogi. The one who is Karmendriya Jit is in fact real tapasvi. So become real tapasvi by controlling all the Indriyas. By vichar, by Ichha Shakti, take the help of pranayam, take the help of even what Shyam Bhai is teaching, yogasana. These also are helpful. And one more thing, out of all the senses, if you can control just one sense, all will come under control. Which is that one? Which is that one? Not mouth, taste. If you can control taste, Swadindriya, all other indriyas will come under control. Om Shanti.